Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News.
One hurricane late Wednesday will say it remains a dangerous storm as high waters begin to recede in some areas. The National Hurricane Center said Ian is heading towards Florida's northeast Atlantic coast and was still capable of catastrophic storm surge winds and flooding. Roughly 2.5 million homes are without power in the state this hour. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis.
FEMA has, as I mentioned, activated individual assistance for those in need of help who qualify. You go to FEMA.gov or you can call 1-800-621-3262. Make sure you take a picture of the water line in your home, because if you can show that, we're able to get assistance to you faster.
The DEA announced it has confiscated more than 36 million lethal doses of the drug fentanyl in multiple states over a five-month period. The drug busts were part of the DEA's One Pill Can Kill initiative. In baseball, Yankees outfielder Aaron Judge hit his 61st home run of the season on Wednesday night, tying the longtime American League record set by Roger Maris in 1961. The leaks from the Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipelines detected Tuesday were the result of a deliberate act. The European Union's foreign policy chief, Joseph Borrell, said in a statement Wednesday. While Borrell did not name a culprit, he added that safety and environmental concerns are of the utmost priority. An election worker in western Michigan has been charged with two felonies after inserting a flash drive into a computer during an election in August. It's reported to have happened in a precinct in Gaines Township in Kent County. James Donald Hochbohr faces 9 years in prison. USA Radio News.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Vice President Kamala Harris wrapped up her four-day trip to Asia with a stop Thursday at the DMZ, dividing the Korean Peninsula. The Vice President reaffirmed U.S. commitment to the security of its Asian allies in the face of an increasingly aggressive North Korea. A school shooting took place Wednesday at a cluster of schools in Oakland, California. Tony Maruso has the latest.
Police in Oakland, California are actively searching for a suspect involved in a shooting at a school Wednesday that left six people wounded. Two of the victims are in critical but stable condition. It happened on a campus that houses four different schools, including a high school and a middle school. All of the victims are adults and are affiliated with the campus. Oakland Assistant Chief Officer Darren Allison says when officers arrived on scene, they immediately began making entry into the school.
They began looking for any suspects, any victims, attending to victims, while at the same time escorting students and staff out of harm's way.
A 1,200-year-old shipwreck was found off the shore of Israel, located with cargo from all over the Mediterranean. The merchant ship, made from fir and walnut trees and carrying containers of delights from far-off lands, sank in the shallow waters of what today is the Israeli coast community of Ma'agan Mikael. Rapper Coolio reportedly had a heart attack and died at a friend's home in Los Angeles, California on Wednesday. He was 59. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You knew it wasn't going to be easy, right, to get this country back on track when, almost 8 out of 10 people agree that we're on the wrong track. And, leadership doesn't seem to have a vision of what we should do about it. And, of course, what comes to mind immediately is directly from the Word of God that says that people without vision will perish. Some renditions say will cast off restraint. It's as if what happens is that you let go of that moral anchoring and you're like a punctured hot air balloon that's running pell-mell all over the place. And I think that perfectly describes where we are in this country today. Many would say that there's a growing sense that the world is in need of divine intervention. Charles Krismeyer is with us. He's back with us, so it's always good to have his brilliance here on the show. The attorney, pastor, and president of Save America Ministries. You're going to be talking about his latest book, Messiah Unveiling, The Mystery of the Ages. Charles, welcome back. Good to have you with us, sir.
Bill, it's a great privilege, my friend.
Well, you're very kind to say that. I was thinking the exact opposite, that the privilege is ours. But, whatever the case may be, everything about this show, I believe the hand of God is upon it, and it's by no accident. So this is what we would call those righteous divine appointments that God has brought us together, you know, so that we can talk about these things that people are so confused about. And they're wondering, what's left, what's right, what's good, what's evil. I mean, we're really in an upside-down world right now, and I believe that the people are starting to see the light here, Charles, and what we're starting to see, and I'm hearing from people all over, not just the country, but around the world, that are, I think people are tired of doing it their own way, and they are coming to their senses by the grace of God, and we know that the Holy Spirit is constant in hovering over the chaos, and perhaps the Holy Spirit is breaking through some hard hearts and opening ears and sensitivities to where people are realizing that, you know, we can't do this without God.
Well, that's true. And, of course, that's one of the reasons why you and I are on the air. I've been with our own program, Viewpoint, for 27 and a half years now, confronting the deepest issues of America's heart and home from God's eternal perspective. And so the book that you're talking about, Messiah, is my 10th book. The one just before it was Antichrist, How to Identify the Coming Imposter. But here, and there's a reason why these books are coming out in this fashion, because we are right on the near edge of the second coming. Now, we don't know the day or the hour, but Jesus himself expected us to know the season. Now, here's the problem. We hear this word apocalypse a lot, but the word is not used properly. It's used in a sense of Everything is terrifying. Everything is breaking down. The most horrific things are about to take place. That's not what the word apocalypse means. The word apocalypse actually means unveiling.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it really
yes.
means. And so the book of Revelation, for instance, is called the apocalypse. Why? It's the unveiling of Jesus Christ. So
correct.
The subtitle of our book, Messiah, is Unveiling the Mystery of the Ages. And you might say, well, what is a mystery? What do you mean a mystery of the ages? Don't Christians understand who the Messiah is? Don't we understand this? Well, here's the problem. Remember, Jesus said there 2 days before his crucifixion, there on the Mount of Olives, when his disciples asked him what would be the sign of his coming. And at the end of the age, he said, take heed that no man deceive you. And two or three more times in that Olivet discourse, he upped the ante concerning the deception that he was concerned about. And all the warnings concerning deception and seduction are to believers, all of
yes.
them. So the pagans are condemned already, Jesus said in John chapter 3. Therefore, all of the warnings are to God's warmest audience, professing Christians. So when we talk about Messiah, this is a very unusual book because it helps us to understand, as you were discussing, that there is a sense that worldwide people are looking for some sort of some force, some person, some hope, some messianic appearance to bring stability to our world, to deal with the chaos, to give us hope. But the problem is, Bill, that these expectations are so immense and varied that they actually set the stage for the very deception that Jesus talked about.
Mm-hmm.
And so we unveil all of those in this book, and there are many, many, and it's not just other religions. It's not just Hinduism, which has 3 million gods, but two or three messianic figures, Buddhism, all of these various isms, including Judaism itself, that is not looking for a divine Messiah, but looking for a man like Moses. So when you tie it all together, what you realize eventually is every messianic hope in the world, no matter where it's coming from, if it's coming from science, no matter where it's coming from, all looks to you to be your own Redeemer, your own Messiah. Now, if that isn't massive deception, I don't know what is.
No, without a doubt. And this is why, and I was just reading this the other day as part of my daily devotion here, Charles, from Isaiah 55. You know, we're reminded, God says, you know, my thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways than yours. The thing is, you know, to your exact point, if we're looking to the temporal for the answer that requires a spiritual solution, we're too low. And,
well, that's
and
true.
Right? And if we're at that level, then we're going to be easily deceived, as Jesus warned, lest even my elect would be deceived, right?
Well, that's exactly right. The even the small remnant elect, Jesus said, could be deceived because of the massive deception. And as a person begins to read the book, Messiah, they gradually begin to realize, wow, this, what we're facing in our world is much greater, much bigger, of a much greater scope than I ever, ever imagined. And it's precisely because of that. There's a lure, Bill. There is a lure to believe something that I want to believe something that makes me feel good. For instance, and this may come as a surprise to many people, but even Orthodox Jews, they're looking for a Messiah. In fact, the increase of expectations for Messiah have increased from about 18% 30 years ago to 65% today in Israel. But what are they looking for? They're looking for someone who will give them you know, bring the people back and we'll give them peace and tranquility in Israel and we'll restore Israel to its prominence and we'll rebuild the temple.
Exactly. Well, Charles, we've got to go to break. I need to pause you. We'll pick it up from there. More from Charles after this.
If you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it, you can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. Charles Krismeyer continues with us. We're talking about his new book, Messiah, Unveiling the Mystery of the Ages. You see it all around. The nations are trembling. I mean, what we're talking about isn't an American-centric idea here, ladies and gentlemen. You need to understand that there are people who God refers to that are called by his name. And this is worldwide. So the nations are trembling. The peoples of our planet are terrified. Nothing seems certain except chaos. The lust for power and petroleum has catapulted the planet to a precipice of a chasm so sheer as to shake the confidence of the most courageous. Is there a ray of hope amid the enveloping darkness? Well, if you know your God, you know we always have hope in God. And this is what Charles Krismeyer is pointing us to. Charles, in your book, you talk about the viewpoint defining destiny. Explain to our audience what you mean by this.
Well, every day on my own radio program, I say viewpoint determines destiny. And the reality is there are no neutral viewpoints in the world. There are no neutral viewpoints. Every viewpoint that we have is in one way or another determining destiny. Whether it has a viewpoint concerning politics, a viewpoint concerning economics, a viewpoint concerning the family or marriage, a viewpoint concerning biblical truth, you see. And so these things are all extremely important. What's happening, though, is because truth, the very concept of truth, is now being almost universally denied throughout the world, we have to substitute counterfeit truth. Well, a counterfeit truth requires a counterfeit Messiah. And so my last book, Antichrist, How to Identify the Coming Imposter. But now we're at the place where let's say that the imposter is so powerful in terms of his influence in the world, that is the Antichrist, how in the world then will we identify the Messiah? You see, the whole world is being set up, Bill, to receive the counterfeit.
Exactly.
So well, in this book, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that it's the same thing that bankers do when they study counterfeit money. You know how they study counterfeit money? You know how they're trained?
They look at the real thing.
Exactly. So this is very appropriate for us, is that if our eyes are not, and that's what we're talking about viewpoint, in much the same way that I learned when I first started riding a motorcycle. Where your eyes went was where the bike went, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so so those things need to be considered. So even the show, when I felt like God called us to this ministry and to do this show, it was all based on a biblical worldview because of my good friend George Barna. George, in his early books, yes, had said, here it is, the senior pastors in the church today, less than 50% hold to a biblical worldview. And I'm going, interesting, what's a biblical worldview? Well, it wasn't that you graduated from the right theological school, that you held to a, some sort of mysterious, ancient, mysterious doctrine of some sort. It was pretty basic in terms of, 10 attributes of what defined a biblical worldview. And to realize that, less than half of the senior pastors in the church today were, as Jesus said, blinded and leading the blind, this is catastrophic. And it's only degraded more since then, Charles. Go ahead.
It has. In fact, the latest report from George Barna, as I recall, we talked about it on our own program, is that about 50% of pastors do not believe that Jesus Christ is the only way, the only truth, and the only life. They won't preach that. So what's happening is this feeling toward you remember back in the Watts riots years ago, a fellow by the name of Rodney King appeared on the front cover of Time magazine amid all the fire going on, and he said, can't we all get along?
Just get along. Yep.
The whole idea is now, can't we all get along? What do we have to do to all come together and sing Kumbaya together and get along? This is what Pope Francis is attempting to accomplish even this year as he is setting up the World Religions headquarters in Abu Dhabi. He and a Muslim cleric have put this together. Why are they doing this? Because they believe, Pope Francis believes, that in order to bring the world together for peace, you're just going to have to believe what everybody else believes and somehow find some trajectory that will bring us all together and make us feel good. Well, That is precisely the mindset of the various religions of the world, by the way. Even Oprah Winfrey, several years ago, was conducting an evangelistic seminar to promote New Age, the New Age Christ. That's what she believes in, the New Age Christ. Well, what is the heart of the New Age Christ? Ultimately, you are Christ. You become the Messiah. Everyone becomes their own Messiah. Well, if everybody becomes their own Christ and their own Messiah, then there's no room for argument, is there, Bill? Because if you're God and I'm God, then you have to accept what I think and I have to accept what you think, and now we're all getting along. That is the means that is being used to promote a counterfeit Christ, and in the process, Christ himself gets lost. And people are seduced into this serious and sincere desire, by the way, to just find some way to have peace on earth.
Right. But the thing is, it's so laughable, Charles, because you can say you're your own Messiah until it's you that has to stretch out your arms on the cross. That it's you that has to take all the stripes, right? It's you that is going to suffocate and die on the cross. It is you that will see whether or not you really are the Messiah if you rise from the dead, right?
Well, so, that's true. But there is no willingness to die to self. That's the whole idea.
We can't even do it in the most basic of temporal desires. I mean, we could say, oh, yeah, I'll die to myself, and then we get, you know, what really equates to a hangnail, and we're, you know, putting ourselves in a fetal position crying out to God. You kidding me? I mean, this is all absurd, but, you know, they don't stop to really think about it. It all sounds fine and good when you're there in your echo chamber around the fireplace, cooking up some s'mores instead of really getting down to the real life call. Because when it comes down to it and you really need God, as God told the children of Israel, hey, what about those wood things that you use half to burn, you know, burn fuel and to cook your food with that can't smell, can't talk, can't tell you anything, that they can't even walk. You have to pick them up and carry them around with you. Well, in the day that you really have a need for God, talk to them. Don't talk to me.
Well, that's true. And what we're trying to do here in the book Messiah is to reveal the nature, the vast nature of the deception concerning what people are actually looking at and embracing. For instance, environmental deification, mm-hmm. or the evolutionary Christ, or the Marxist Messiah, the Masonic Messiah. How about the scientific Messiah? Did you know that the move right now is through the world of science, whether it be biology, whether it be through all the digital world, is that we will become God. Let me just give you an illustration.
45 seconds left, Charles. Go ahead.
All right. Well, a scientist once told me in the middle of discussion, the day is coming when we will be God. How blunt is that? So Messiah is leading us to understand who he really is, as distinguished from all of these other competitors that are seeking to deceive and seduce.
This is why Charles says you need to really focus in on the legitimate so that you're not compromised by the illegitimate. And there'll always be the illegitimate that will precede the legitimate, by the way. Charles Krismeyer, thank you for being with us.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hurricane Ian weakened into a Category 1 hurricane late Wednesday, but officials say it remains a dangerous storm as waters begin to recede in some areas. The National Hurricane Center said Ian is heading towards Florida's northeast Atlantic coast. Governor Ron DeSantis.
We have 100 engineers on site to do bridge inspections, and they work in teams of two. As they assess the damage and they can ensure safety, then bridges can be safely reopened.
2.5 million homes are without power this hour in the state of Florida. The DEA announced it has confiscated more than 36 million lethal doses of the drug fentanyl in multiple states over a five-month period. The drug busts were part of the DEA's One Pill Can Kill initiative. In baseball, Yankees outfielder Aaron Judge hit his 61st home run of the season on Wednesday night, tying the longtime American League record. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
The country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here, and we've got America's Money Answers Man, the one and only Jordan Goodman. Jordan, how we doing, buddy?
Well, we got some pretty fast rising interest rates here, Bill. The two-year Treasury is up to almost 4.3%. The 10-year Treasury is up to just about 4%, and this is a very fast rise. The Fed Reserve is really going to keep pushing on this, and it's hurting the stock market. It's making the dollar rise, which hurts us overseas, makes it harder to export goods. It's hurting a lot of countries that have that dollar, the debt's denominated in dollars, and it's causing inflation. So it's not a good situation.
Well, and I got to imagine the Democrats who are in the middle of a hot run in the, for their midterm races are cringing. I mean, how do they, you know, how do they step away from these policies that they supported for almost 2 years under Joe Biden? I mean, they're exposed. I mean, we're back to, you know, what James Carville said. It's the economy, stupid.
Well, they passed the Inflation Reduction Act. That's supposed to have solved everything, Bill. But I don't think it has solved everything, actually.
Yeah, but how can they even say that? Because even experts on both sides, even, you know, experts on their side have said that that Inflation Reduction Act would not help. It's not going to do anything for inflation. And then on top of that, you follow it up with the tuition debt abatement program. So whatever gains you may have projected with the Inflation Act, you destroy, you know, through this tuition program.
Right. I mean, they're going to hire 87,000 new IRS agents to, in theory, collect about $150 billion that is not being collected. I'm not sure it's that much, but that's what they're projecting. But then it's going to cost $400 billion plus for the $10,000 in loan forgiveness for student loans and some up to $20,000. So you're right. More than double their spending right away, and they haven't even collected the revenue from all those IRS agents yet.
Well, you don't even, they're not even to work yet, because I think they're still trying to find enough guns and bullets to give them, because, they are going to, have concealed carry permits and be authorized to, I guess, shoot somebody if you made a mistake on your IRS report.
Yeah, well, it's terrorizing people, and it's going to hit small business people. That's the one that's really going to hit the most. They're the ones that do, subchapter S corporations pass through. And the IRS sees them as villains. I don't think there's anything close to $150 billion on unpaid taxes. I may be wrong, but I think most people don't fool around like that. The real money is in the big companies, and they did put a minimum tax, 15% minimum tax. That apparently is going to hit Amazon and Berkshire Hathaway, amongst others. That's where there's some big money to be had, not going after little guys.
Yeah, but what's going to happen is whatever they pass on, to them, well, then they're going to pass on to us. So, in a sense, it's another, form of tax, isn't it, Jordan? Because we're going to end up paying it. I mean, it's not like Bezos is going to say, okay, well, I'm going to take the expense. Heck no, that's passed on to the consumer.
There's only three ways they can get these higher taxes from. One is the consumer, meaning raising prices. The second is employees, meaning lowering wages, or at least not giving as much in wage increases. And the third one, shareholders, where they would have lower profits and their stock price would be down. Those are the three places the money can come from. It doesn't come out of some magical place. And so all three of those get hurt by this. And meanwhile, the government's spending. I mean, we've got October 1st. We're coming up to another crisis here where they're going to have to raise the national debt ceiling. We're spending well over $2 trillion a year more than we're bringing in. And that is inflationary.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is that, like you said, any other household in America would look at it and say, okay, stop the spending, but not our government. I mean, they're irresponsible on behalf of the American people, but this is why elections matter, and this is why this midterm is so critical, because, and I don't know, maybe the American people, these numbers they keep coming up with that, 40% of the country still, supports Joe Biden and believes in his policies, and I'm thinking, what question are they being asked to give that indication? Because the reality of these policies you're dealing with every day, whether it is at the gas station, whether it is in the grocery store, whether it is with open borders and all that's going on, and here we are, we're just around the corner from Halloween, and now they're talking about candy being infused with fentanyl that's going to be, handed out to our kids on Halloween. I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think the economic environment worsening, with interest rates shooting up, a lot of people being priced out of the housing market, the stock market falling, is not a particularly conducive environment for the midterms for Democrats. When these things happen, voters tend to want to take it out on the people in power.
Exactly.
It would be 10 years at a very small margin as it is. Basically, it's 50-50 in the Senate. I think it's 7 votes in the House. It doesn't take much to flip both of them. And in that case, none of what Biden wants is ever going to happen going forward.
Well, but he's got, he's got Obama's phone, and what did he say? He says, I've got my phone and a pen, and so get ready. We'll EO this thing all the way until the end here, until we're able to.
I mean,
I'm sorry.
He can veto
yes.
things, but he can't put anything new. I mean, everything. That's why they pushed so hard to get the Inflation Reduction Act, to get the infrastructure bill, to get the student loan situation, to get the stimulus act, all these things, because they knew that come midterms they're not going to have any power to do anything whatsoever. So that's why they pushed so hard to get this stuff done.
Well, Jordan, course correcting this mess, as isn't going to happen overnight. And even with a Republican red wave, if that takes place, you know, course correction is going to take more than 2 years because of the damage, yeah. How severe it is, and to regain the trust of, you know, these oil manufacturers and processors to think it's okay for them to invest billions of dollars to help with our, you know, with our energy issues, which is absolutely key for everything right now. And then, you know, we've got the news of that the Nord Stream 1 and 2 have been sabotaged. There's something going on there. I mean, immediately it doesn't it may not necessarily affect us, although there is some suggestion if America was involved in the sabotaging of those pipelines. I mean, we could have hell to pay here, Jordan.
I don't think we sabotaged them. It was probably the Ukrainians that did it. But it's going to be very, very tough to stop this winter in Europe in general and the United Kingdom in particular. They're just not going to have enough natural gas to heat their homes and their factories. It's already happening. They're already cutting back, closing factories. They just don't have enough power to do it. They made a deal with the devil, and it's coming back to haunt them, Bill.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Dependent on Putin, and he cut them off completely. Trump actually said this at the time. He said, don't be so reliant on them. The gas was cheap and plentiful. But it made them subject to blackmail, which is basically what Putin's doing here.
Exactly, without a doubt. Jordan, a minute and a half left here. What's your advice to everyday Americans as we hunker down, you know, when it comes to this economy? How do we get on the other side of this thing? Because we've got some rough months ahead here, as you say, with the rise of rates and everything else going on. What are you advising?
As far as investing, I think doing some short-term treasuries makes a lot of sense. You get 4.5% for a 2-year treasury, and your principal's not going to go down. Something like that. Even I-bonds are now at 9.5%. So there are some places to get some decent yield without taking much risk at all.
Exactly. Okay. And if people want to be in touch with you, Jordan, as we wrap things up, where can they go?
MoneyAnswers.com for our website. Always glad to help you people, Bill.
Jordan Goodman, he's the infamous America's Money's Answers Man, nationally recognized expert on personal finance. And, well, I'll tell you, Jordan, you've been such an asset to our audience, and I appreciate all that you give us every week. Thank you. Take care, buddy.
Always wrapped up, Bill. Always wrapped up. Thank you.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Buying hearing aids at clinics costs about $5,000 on average. That's expensive. What if I told you, you may qualify to get a pair of some of the most state-of-the-art hearing aids in the world at little to no out-of-pocket cost? You heard me right. Your Medicare Advantage plan may qualify you to get a pair of new hearing aids at little to no out-of-pocket cost. And if you're a federal employee, your insurance may also cover these amazing hearing aids. Hear what you're missing. Call us today and find out what your insurance will cover. So if you have a Medicare Advantage plan or you're a federal employee, make this free call now and learn how to get a pair of hearing aids at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call MD Hearing right now.
Call now. We're here to help you. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. That's 800-470-1825.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us for the ride. Matthew Pinto joins us now. He's the founder of the Genesis Group, which is putting on the Catholic Crypto Conference 2022. Now, I know you're hearing, wait a minute, Catholics and crypto coming together. How is this possible? Well, this is why we have Matt here, because he can explain exactly what is happening at this interesting crossroads and this opportunity to promote the gospel in a 21st century crypto kind of perspective here. Hey, Matt, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, it's great to be with you.
Okay, so break it down. What are Catholics, you know, why should they be involved with this crypto conference 2022?
Yeah, Bill, so anytime there's a big cultural movement, I would contend that those of us who profess Christ, profess a belief in truth, who are seeking the common good, we need to pay attention. And just like 25 years ago, the world was hit with something extraordinary that we really probably all underestimated, the internet. I and probably many tens of millions of people are contending that a new technological wave has begun, and those of us in the church need to pay attention and see if it can be harnessed for the greater good.
Exactly. Well, and that's an excellent point here, Matthew, that you have your eyes open to this, because, God, this is no surprise to God. I mean, this is, you know, God's in control of this. So if we are in alignment with what God is purposing with this, and with God, we know that everything he does is about the gospel message, isn't it?
Ultimately, it is. And God reveals himself through the supernatural, but also through nature in time. Mm-hmm. And we would contend as Christian believers that when God became man, to a certain extent, he sanctified, he made holy the temporal order. And yes, it is fallen, but it is still fundamentally good at its root, therefore, or at least morally neutral, Bill. And so therefore, anytime we have an opportunity to seize another piece of landscape for Jesus Christ, we need to do that. And this new technological wave of blockchain, of Web 3.0, of the metaverse, of NFTs, non-fungible tokens, all of these things should be seen or can be seen through the lens of truth, the lens of faith, and therefore be harnessed for good. But also, Bill, the church always needs to have a seat at the table of anything new to mitigate misuses as well.
Mm-hmm.
Right. As there will be, because then you get back to the old axiom about, you know, the love of money being the root of all evil. And, you know, money is here as a transactional process in this temporal world. And when we honor God with that, it goes well for us. And Matthew, you and I have had enough experience. We've tested that out probably more times than we'd like to admit. But, you know, the conclusion is when we do it God's way, it always works out better, doesn't it?
It does. Sometimes there are some short-term bumps. Sometimes the Lord is trying to stretch us and test us. But at the end of the day, when we're encased or walking alongside the truth, even if there's a short-term bump, there usually is a long-term sanctification and betterment and good that will come from something.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, when you said that it is critical, and I think you meant critical, maybe you didn't quite use that word, but I heard it is critical for the church to have a seat at the table. If not, what, you know, where's the moral compass in handling this? As I said, you know, the love of money, you know, can create all kinds of problems. It's the root of all sorts of evil. If the church is not there to be a bit of that moral compass, heaven help us. I mean, you know, and who knows, Matthew, maybe, you know, and I keep saying this time and again with our audience, is when you look at all that's going on in the world, you know, all this is predicted that, you know, that we would be entering into a cashless society. And in terms of God's timeline, to the final chapters of this temporal existence, we seem to be passing, you know, time and again, these benchmarks that are notable. You know, and like the brothers Issachar, you know, they were students of the time. And I find myself, and obviously you do as well, you know, where you sit there and you go, oh, is this a critical benchmark here? What is God showing us? What sign is he giving to us at this point regarding, you know, the end of days?
Yeah, and well, that's a big, big question, of course. I would say that there's always the benchmark, regardless of where one is in eschatology. There's always the benchmark of our reliance on God. And that's a truth in times of temptation or in times of peace. Just a quick clarification as well, Bill, maybe two quick clarifications. When I and many people use the word cryptocurrency, yes, one dimension of it is the financial aspect. But really, this is much bigger. It's almost as if you and I were speaking back in the mid-90s. And I brought up the internet and we reduced it to email. No, the internet ended up being much, much bigger. And that's really what we're talking about here. We're talking about new technologies undergirded by something called blockchain that manifests itself in cryptocurrency, but really an array of other use cases. And as we approach the question, we not only approach the question of money, but really new technology in general, because although it was 25 years ago, it was the internet, and now it's blockchain. There'll be another big new technology in another 20 years, and the Christian heart needs to be ready for that as well.
Exactly. For good. And that's your whole point in this, because here recently there was an announcement from the White House that the government is entering into this domain because of the control element of cryptocurrency. Right now, it is not so controlled and identified, but governments around the world want to turn to something like this blockchain technology, so that they can better, you know, they're better aware of what you're doing with your money.
Right. So there's an important nuance here, and there's a double nuance, Bill. Most any industry in the country would want a certain element of government regulation. Otherwise, you do really risk, and I would be completely conservative in my perspectives, you do risk chaos. You actually risk greater problems if at times, that's the key word, there is not reasonable government regulation. The problem comes in that, in a similar way to my waistline gets bigger if I don't watch it, and government intrusion gets bigger if we don't watch it. Point number one. Point number two, There is, and this is a very important point, there's a big, big difference between something like Bitcoin and something like the CBDC. The CBDC
yes.
is the central bank digital currency. That's where we could very easily slip into all types of problems, massive mm-hmm. government overreach, Big Brother, where literally they don't want you to drink, you know, a coffee after 12 o'clock at midnight. And so they could very well have the ability to shut something like that off. That mm-hmm. being said, Bitcoin, when it was conceived, Bill, really was conceived as almost the opposite. Because there is no Bitcoin corporation where you and I can go knock on the door and therefore shut it down, it's a peer-to-peer network that is distributed, meaning there is no single point of failure, nor is there any single point of shutting something down, because it's spread on computers that don't know each other throughout the world. It's a distributed network, and it actually gives us, uniquely, it actually gives us protection from intrusion, because it can be transacted one-on-one or anywhere in the world at any time. And so it actually gives us a certain defense against government intrusion if that happens to be a concern of someone.
But it also is the wild frontier, in as much as you have types that are holding for ransom, technology. They've been attacking hospitals, big businesses, and this sort of thing. And the payoff is through Bitcoin, right?
Well, and again, with respect, I never want to be contrarian just to be contrarian, but that mm-hmm. really was more of a narrative in years past. When Bitcoin first came out, it was much more common use for nefarious action. Because we can track these types of things, even if we can't put your name to a particular wallet, we can track the digital wallet. So it's actually a very, very bad use of laundering now, because we can track these types of things. In fact, Bill, the contention, because these things can be studied, is that less than 0.5%, 0.5% of blockchain, specifically Bitcoin, is used for what they consider criminal activity. Whereas, Bill, the dollars that you and I have in our pocket on any given day, well, the estimate is up to 4% of our dollars that you and I are carrying around are used for nefarious action. So ironically, the blockchain, specifically Bitcoin, mitigates nefarious use. Now, in the beginning, 12 years ago, 10 years ago, 8 years ago, it was much more common, and it's still a little bit common, but those persons who are using it are usually nabbed fairly quickly.
Right. Well, Matthew Pinto is founder of the Genesis Group, which is putting on the Catholic Crypto Conference 2022. Matt, how can our audience find out more about it? We got about 35 seconds, and why should they attend?
So they can reach us at CatholicCryptoConference.com. And the reason why believers and even non-believers, but specifically believers, should attend is that God touches the temporal world all the time. Technologies like this are at least morally neutral, if not good, and we need to know about them for offensive reasons to use them and defensive reasons to mitigate misuses.
Very well said. Matthew Pinto, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate the time. Take care. Godspeed, my friend.
Thank you, Bill.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out?